Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Until the day you die. Well, you're just not dialed into the Holy Spirit then, buddy. You'll be tuned into Hotep Jesus. Tune into the truth. I'm not going to get what I'm after until the day I die. Or until you start spreading the link to InfoWars.com. We've already figured out what works. We know what's real. Since when have you seen Amish campaigning politically? They're not stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, David Knight's riding shotgun. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Hotep Jesus, drop more truth bombs on us. Next segment, we're going to actually get to that video I talked about with the Sunshine Group that's really, you know, obviously behind BLM and more of it. Federal workers, you know, that's the actual brains of this, saying that they're going to, you know, launch this takeover, attack the White House, gum up government. What else other than false flags are you looking at here?
I just looked at Trump. Twitter account just now, and Nigerians are parading for Trump, which is amazing.
Pull that up, guys.
Three things I want to touch on. Number one, buy gold. You know, if you haven't bought gold, buy. I just sold an option contract this morning. Maybe I sold too early. I don't know. Big spike. I made a bag of money this week. You are right. There is an energetic war. They want to steal your energy. So you are focused on their agenda and not your home agenda, your family agenda. And your life. Here's something else. JP Morgan has created JP Coin. So they are moving into the digital currency realm. And they are coming with that one world currency, and the banks are going to start uniting around blockchain. So that's also something else we got to worry about, is what's going to happen with the money. And that's exactly why I said we're going to have to start buying gold. And I think buying gold bullion, the actual physical gold, is a very big
deal. Oh, I said 2 years ago, get back into gold. And I'm the evil Alex Jones. We can't even get a good gold sponsor. I get a bunch of fly-by-nights, but I can't get a good one, so I don't even have one. And I'm like, I told people, you better get into gold, and it's up, you know, a couple 100% here.
You know, last week we had the IMF. Actually, 2 weeks ago, we had the IMF meeting with several central bankers, including Powell, the Federal Reserve, and they titled it the new Bretton Woods. And you know, the first Bretton Woods.
Oh, the reset's here. They admit the whole damn thing.
They're talking
about. And the left is parading for the end of the dollar, which will destroy the average American.
I know. We're denounced as conspiracy theorists because we say they're holding back physical currency from us, as well as physical coins. But they're talking about the cashless stuff. They're talking about it coming very quickly. Bank of America's chief investment analyst came out and said, invest in inflation assets. So we're going to see massive devaluation. This is Bank of America giving investment advice. So this is part of it. And as Hotep was saying, this is about the cashless society. It all goes back to the ID, to ID 2020. I talked yesterday about.
Oh, this is a collapsing the system to roll in. And they don't want us to tell people what they're about to do, because that'll add to our credibility and point out they're the ones screwing us over to vertically integrate.
That's right. Everything
which
comes
is
back
what
to
the lockdown
ID.
Has only helped like 50 corporations and F everybody else. Hotep, how do we counter that?
Man. We got to keep doing what you're doing. We got to keep talking. We got to keep having these broadcasts. We can't let them shut us down. Here's one thing I want to point out, because what they're using against us is our ignorance. For example, with this whole COVID thing, what they say, I just saw a report that said flu was down 98% this year. It just magically disappeared. How? How is that possible?
They moved the column over. You were on 6 months ago and said that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're misdiagnosing people. All across the board. If you come in and you fall off your skateboard, you got COVID. They are depending on our ignorance. I have a new book coming out that'll be out in a few weeks before I go see Tim Pool. But we have to keep spreading the word. We have to keep talking. We have to keep educating. We cannot.
By the way, Tim Pool wants me on. Maybe we should do it. I don't want to jump into what you're doing, but maybe we do a couple podcasts. Maybe I'll do one with you, but I'm in Maryland.
Yeah.
So maybe so after you're done with him and I do him, we should probably hook up.
Yeah, let's collab. Let's do it, bro.
All right.
Totally down with that. That's what the people need, man.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. One more segment. I want to just keep hitting this. I want to get into the violence, though, and how we respond to this and how we counter it with what the left's about to do. And again, it's true what Tucker Carlson says. Trump's anti-establishment, folks. I mean, the whole establishment does not want this. But if we have we the people, like the Declaration of Independence says, they cannot stop us. That's why they're trying to divide us. So I want to talk to Hotep, David Knight. How do we unify ourselves and cut through all this crap? And what happens if Trump wins and succeeds? How does he then go after these guys?
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3-5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
The New World Order knew that InfoWars had their number. They knew that you had their number. And they knew that once they launched their operations, we couldn't be on air because our credibility would be too high. But because of you doggedly staying in the fight, spreading the word, supporting us, we are still on air and stronger in many ways than ever, though scarred and punished and battle-hardened. We wouldn't have it any other way. All right, Hotep Jesus, a great analyst, researcher, author, is here with us right now. David Knight's riding shotgun, one more segment. Then Trump is live at his campaign headquarters. We stopped it. We'll play that next segment ahead of David Icke. But getting into the violence, let's play this clip. David introduced this. There's hours of this on InfoWars.com. Millie Weaver did a great job months ago. We're talking about the Sunshine Group. That's just another Soros-funded group of that. This is the academics. This is the federal workers. This is the intelligence ops above Black Lives Matter and above Antifa. And there's just hours of them, how they're going to overthrow things and shut the government down and how they're going to mess up the voting so it goes longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very seditious crap.
Oh, yeah. And they're right up. And I would say, obviously, they're over the line talking about how it's a coup. And we know it's a coup. But they're saying that it's Trump who's doing a coup. It's the people who voted for Trump that are doing a coup against them, because you understand they see themselves as the real government, just like Bernie Sanders when President Trump did a tax cut. Remember, he was like, you're looting the Treasury. They think all of your money belongs to them. They think they are the government. And if anybody votes somebody out that doesn't that supports them and votes on somebody who opposes what they're doing, that's a coup against them because they're the entrenched government. So they're talking about how they can slow walk things, how they can deliberately delay things, how they can subvert the elected officials, and that's really what's going on.
And they all act and look like lunatics.
And they're running a election watch at the Black Lives Matter center there in Washington D.C.
And they're being directed by the Democrats. They say we're gonna say we're holding up a few days, but really it's months till he's driven out. It's the battle plans.
That's right.
So let's play a clip of it. Here it is.
Let's talk about what actions and decisions are in your immediate sphere of influence as somebody who works in the government.
I'm a management and programs analyst.
I work in the national security community.
I spent 3.5 years as a contractor at DHS HQ.
You read the mainstream press, like, they all have Signal accounts. Text them, leak everything you can. The journalists I've dealt with have been super ethical in ways to shield me to be the source of the leaks.
Groups on the outside being able to show solidarity with federal workers.
Making sure that we're naming what is happening as a coup.
Totally agreed in the shutdown DC conversations that I've been having, and that's not on the federal side. We also are often saying, like, call it a coup. It's a coup. Don't let anyone tell you it's not.
So on average, these are white mental patients who want power, and they don't want to work for it. They just want to go join the Chi-Coms and the globalists and have a coup, and then they project and say, we're doing the coup. And I'm just sorry, effeminate, weak, chicken-necked, shifty-eyed. I mean, I would not associate just on the face with any of these people. They all act and behave disingenuous. They're traitors on video. But then they say we're the bad guys because they have a permanent chip on their shoulder, David Knight.
Their power is red tape. And that is, they really have sown the seeds of the collapse of the empire. Every empire eventually collapses of corruption,
calcification
from the bureaucracy, the Byzantine aspect of this.
The wimps take over. The wimps.
Exactly. That's what these people represent. They represent a self-serving, corrupt power elite who have taken over control from everybody else. And that's the way empires fall. And you heard who these people work for. I mean, these are high-ranking officials. These are people who
DHS, intelligence agencies, yeah. And they all look like mental patients.
That's right. That's right.
And here's the thing. They start cutting everyone off because they don't want anyone to have any connection to reality because that's power. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want power. We just want to be free. But they literally want to black everybody out where no one can communicate. And then that makes things collapse. And they're on their little island as the water's rising. And they go, take more freedom, take more freedom. All you got to do is give people freedom. They love you, you dumb people. But they don't get that. It's like Trump said, you think COVID scares everyone to not go vote, you dumb bastards? Hotep, this is crazy. What do you make of it?
Yeah, so what they want to do is they want to take power away from the president. They want to take power away from Trump, and they can do so legally under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, a.k.a. FEMA. And I believe this was under Nixon. And what they have are several executive orders here. Executive Order 10995 provides for the takeover of communications. 10997 provides for the takeover of all electric, power, petroleum, gas, fuels, and minerals. Another one here, takeover of food resources. That's 10988. 10999, takeover of all transportation, highways, and seaports. 1100. Mobilization of all citizens into work brigades under the government supervision. Work brigades. Doesn't that sound like communist gulags? 11001 provides for takeover of health, education, and welfare functions. So that sounds like Green New Deal and more, healthcare, right? More socialist communist stuff. We're talking about 11002, takeover of the postmaster general. They're going to control our mail. They can control the airports and aircraft services through 11003.
And they can even suspend Congress, and then all those have been re-upped. One of Trump's big failures is he needs to revise and revert, but none of his advisors have told him. Each president overrides the old executive orders, but those that Hotep talks about have been brought forward by Clinton, by Obama, and even made stronger. Trump needs to rescind those things now, today, before the election.
He needs to stop this Operation Warp Speed vaccine program because this is being run by the military. Yesterday I showed a document just about the Moderna contract where they have an option. First, it's 100 million doses, but they go up to 500 million doses. And it was a 53-page document, Alex, and virtually all of it was redacted. We have only one official out of the FDA is allowed to even look at what's going on with Operation Warp Speed. The rest of the people are kept out of this compartmentalized, redacted
thing very, very
run
dangerous.
By the military and DARPA. And we need to
Trump did it to take control from Gates. That's why Gates is pissed. But I agree, it becomes its own monster.
Well, it is a bomb. It is a bomb that is there for somebody to use.
Absolutely.
We saw this COVID thing coming here. I had Dr. Shiva on my channel. We were talking about how they were taking away vaccine exemptions. You could not or religious exemptions surrounding vaccines here in New Jersey. They are making the vaccines mandatory. And this was pre-COVID. This is pre-COVID. We were fighting this thing. So they were preparing to take away our rights to deny the vaccine. Before the COVID hit, and now we have this warp speed of the vaccine coming. So it lets us know, this
That's
plan
right.
was in motion a long time ago.
And the UN came out in December and said vaccines are killing people. They're not helping them. Our doctors don't believe in it. And then magically all of this gets launched. I want to play this clip, though, because Attorney General Barr, who is not perfect, I got problems with him, he said since slavery we've had nothing as big as the COVID lockdown. And the media made jokes and said he's belittling slavery in America. No one is. When your business goes out, you commit suicide. You can't leave your house. You got to wear a mask over your face.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything to stop it.
But what I'm saying is this is the closest thing to slavery we've seen. This is slavery to say you're non-essential. Yeah. Here, let's go ahead and play the clip.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Okay, that's a completely, I brought that up because we're out of time here. You can join us again tonight, tomorrow. But that's exactly what you're talking about. This is gulags. This is martial law. This is communist China that dictated this.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. People, buy ammo, buy guns. And as a backup, we have to get technologically smart and get some 3D printers and be able to print our weapons if need be. Because that's exactly what we're going to need after they take our freedom of speech, after they try and take our guns, and after these leftists try to invade our homes and our communities after Trump wins tonight.
HotepNation.com. Hotep, thank you so much. Look forward to you popping back in tonight. Maybe late tonight if you can do it. Maybe you're doing your own live stream after you're done. Join us again tomorrow. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure, man. Great to have me. Thank
you. You're awesome. Man, that's why I wanted to get him on. I wanted to cover all that stuff about the false flag and about everything. He just said it all, so I'm glad. You'll be back tonight, 6 o'clock, hosting an hour.
Yep.
That's a special guest, Matt Bracken.
Yes. We're going to talk about how to defend yourself and your family and your community, your neighborhood.
All right. The live feeds are live. Infowars.com/show. And, of course, electionnight.news. 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 Donald Trump coming up next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There isn't just evil in the universe. There isn't just betrayal. And we're seeing that right now. It's election 2020. Wild horses could not drag me away. David Icke, in the middle of the second lockdown that starts in just a few days in England, already started in France. He's going to be joining us. We're very excited about that. He's had like 30,000, 40,000 people show up at huge events they've been doing. They're trying to arrest the leadership. It's been insane. This is the global government takeover. It's here. It's insane that they actually implemented what they said they would implement. What's in Rockefeller white papers and Bill Gates white papers, man, is what they're going to do. And they talk later about super weapons that are going to be released and kill almost everybody. I'm not going to just sit here and take it. And I'm going to expose who's behind it. I know you are as well. That's coming up next segment. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the reality. People are now figuring out we weren't making this stuff up. It's real. Here's what President Trump just said about 15 minutes ago at his campaign headquarters. Here it is.
Just got back. We had some incredible rallies and incredible times. And I hear we're doing very well in Florida. We're doing very well in Arizona. We're doing incredibly well in Texas. I'm hearing we're doing well all over. I hear the lines are amazing. The lines have been amazing. And I think we're going to have a great night. We're going to have a great night. And we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years. But I want to thank everybody. It's a tremendous group of people. Come on over here. This is the media. They're very nice. They treat us as good. Come on over. Kaylee, everybody, come on over. Young, attractive people that know politics, and someday some of the people in this room, I predict, some of them will be president, I hope. But they've been working very hard, and I know you'll be here all night, and I think you're going to see some tremendous results. And, you know, we had rallies. There was love at those rallies, and there's never been rallies like that. There has never been, and I say it in front of the media, and they can check it. They can fact check it if they want. But there's never been anything like we just had. And I think a combination of the debate, maybe the debates, but the debate, certainly the second debate, and the rallies were, it was a good combination. And we really, I think we took off. So it's been really good. I want to just thank everybody in the room. You see these people, we travel with these people. They're extremely nice. And they respect very much what we've done. Actually, I think they do. If you want to know the truth, I think they do. Yeah, please.
How are you feeling today?
I feel very good. After doing that many rallies, the voice gets a little bit choppy, I think. God did not design it for that much. But, we did a lot of them. We did actually six the last day because one finished at 2 in the morning. So I put it on. So we did 5 plus sort of one. But we did a lot. And
Great job, President Trump. Exciting times. David Icke's coming up. But here is a short little clip where just a few hours ago I went and voted in South Austin. It was very easy. The folks were very, very nice. There was a receipt. I liked that. And so that's why they're so scared and trying to do it at the ballot level fraud with the mail-ins. That's where the real fraud's going down. But here is that special report. We'll be back with David Icke. Well, the big day is here, November 3rd, 2020. Hands down the most important election in modern history, probably in world history. A referendum against globalism, against tyranny, and against our really corrupt, evil ruling class that believes this country shouldn't even exist. Tucker Carlson, when he said that last night, has never said words truer. So I'm driving over here to a local spot, one of these smaller polling places, to vote. If I won't wear a mask, the state law says I've got to drive around the back here, all part of this COVID theater, trying to keep folks from voting. And I'm going to vote straight Republican ticket, except now they don't have that on the computers. They've changed it. We've got to go right down the line and vote on each person. I'm still going to be voting a straight Republican ticket. I would not vote for a Democrat if they had a gun to my head. They are now an un-American criminal party, literally sworn to end the nation and absorb us into world government, as communist China is the model. Now, Joe Biden came out today and said what we thought he was going to do. He's going to declare himself the winner and have the media declare him the winner tonight. This is going to be very, very serious. If Trump contested anyway, they're calling him a dictator. So this country's in great peril, and I normally can handle stress. I'm literally having an anxiety attack today over this. This is the country completely and totally and absolutely on the line. Hi, how you doing? Good, good, good. We're not doing the COVID theater deals. We'd like to vote out here.
Perfect.
Yes, thank you.
I never believed it would be this much in jeopardy. We launched our campaign over on the Oval back in May 9, 2019. But, you know, what I said then, we've been through a lot since then.
The zombie apocalypse is real, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, I'm joking around about a lot of this. This is deadly serious. Our country's been put into a form of soft martial law. And even if Trump tries to lift it, the corporations, the universities, the blue states, the blue cities are saying the lockdown never ends. This is siege against the country. Oh, communist China? Remember them? They're wide open for business. Because they had a draconian lockdown and then fixed the virus, which of course they didn't. It's all made up. But as the testing goes up, the number of COVID cases go up, but the deaths don't go up. Because they were putting the deaths of flu and pneumonia in the list. And I know you all know that. And all these scientists have come out, including Fauci, in a paper he wrote in 2008, and said that the main cause of death in the Spanish flu was bacterial pneumonia from the mask. Hi, how you doing?
Voting curbside?
I am voting curbside. Thank you.
All right, can I see your driver's license?
You bet. The one, the only.
Still on?
Yes, I am.
All right. Need you to sign here. Okay, I accept.
Thank you. I'm glad, folks.
I don't know.
I'm glad folks bucked the system, because they were making you wear a mask and go inside. But because people bucked it, now they do this outside. And notice we have to sign for this. We have to do this because Texas is trying to block the fraud that in at least 16 Democrat states, they just give driver's license to illegal aliens. Lines of them around the block, as you saw in New York earlier this year. And then they're allowed to go vote. We're going to be covering this live with 24-hour coverage at electionnight.news. That's the new URL because they blocked band.video on all the big platforms, starting with Twitter. And then they blocked 2020electioncenter.com we've had the last few months, but not before you spread it, and we were getting an extra 5-10 million views a day spreading the word because of you. You want to fight? You got one. Ha-ha! 2020! November 3rd.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
We now take on the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right. David Icke is straight ahead. He's in the front lines of the fight against the lockdown. The global government UN-directed lockdown. We are inside of it. Wow. And so many other big guests coming up. We have the video coming up. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff tells TV news anchors military won't intervene in an election. But the big news is Biden's announced. The media is going to announce him the winner tonight. That's what he's saying. Wow. What are we going to do about that? This is crazy town. But the zombie media hadn't figured out. Nobody believes them anymore. What are these dumb bastards going to do now? There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highway Number 2 album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark on his silky hide. Like a brother, one day we'll saddle up and ride.
Listen, I don't have any illusions about Donald Trump. I didn't trust him from day one, but I thought the globalists hated him, and that was enough. But I've seen him come through now, and I've seen him take control of the vaccine agenda from Gates, and Gates hate him, and Fauci attack him, and I've seen the real attacks against InfoWars, and I've seen Trump now come out and sound like David Icke. and say, this is a fraud, get over it, this is all a power grab, and now it turns out, in the hunt for virus source, WHO let China take charge. New York Times. What did David Icke say 8 months ago? This is a UN, Bill Gates, world government, Chi-Com takeover for a police state, and now it's all confirmed, and they're announcing endless lockdowns. They're asking people what they bought at the grocery store in the UK. They're digging through their groceries. They're blocking up not just like the U.S. seed areas for seeds. That's totally essential. But the books. So don't just ban certain books. Ban all books. This is a giant beta test, a power grab. So I really appreciate, during the middle of the 2020 election, a referendum on globalism versus Americanism versus human liberty, to give David Icke here the floor after a second big speech where the police attacked as he was finishing and arrested people and charged some with 10,000 pound fines. I guess that's like $13,000 or whatever. This is just insane. And in Australia, just viciously attacking anti-lockdown protests. They're even wearing the stupid mask. I mean, this is beyond the Soviet Union or Communist China. But there is pushback. So to give us the latest on this after having 50, 60,000 people at Trafalgar Square at the second event, first event had about 30,000, exponentially growing. A million showed up in Berlin. And David Icke, in the middle of this, this is an epic moment as humanity stands up and gets off its knees. David Icke, we salute you. DavidIcke.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
Bless you, Alex.
Well, sir, you're here. I could go a thousand directions, but you've got the floor, front and center. What are we dealing with?
Well, first of all, given the, you know, the imminent situation in the United States, I've had a lot of problems with Trump, and I did before he was elected. I've had some problems since, not least his basically, I'll do whatever you want to Israel. And I think the lawsuit against Google shouldn't have come in the weeks before, or even days, really, before the election, but years ago. But having said all that, the thought of Biden-Harris getting into the White House, and that's all they'll do, of course, is get into the White House. They won't have any control over what comes through them. The America, what's left of America as we knew it, will be over in a year to 2 years, and there will be some form of civil war, I'm sure, because people will be big time pushing back against the extremes that will come with them. And I think there's going to be a lot of upheaval following this election result if Trump should win. I think that people are starting to prepare for it already. The idea of a Biden-Harris presidency is just extraordinarily grotesque. And when you have someone like Biden, who is so monumentally corrupt and has been so his entire political career, on a political salary, he's got all these homes and all this wealth. Where did that come from? Well, we're seeing now exactly where it came from, which was things like manipulating American foreign policy for the benefit of his family income. So you're looking at a choice in which the worst choice by far will be Biden-Harris, because they will simply unleash, or through them will be unleashed, every element of the woke agenda. And the woke agenda is simply the agenda of the 1%, the global cult, as I call it, who have hijacked the left specifically and systematically, the genuine left, the whole democratic left, as people remember, and they've replaced it.
And David, isn't that, just to interrupt, the big joke is to call the establishment and Democrats and all the big banks and the Chi-Coms and the EU and Hollywood and the academics and all of it, saying that they're the resistance. Well, yeah, to the people. I mean, you can't get more establishment than almost all the other billionaires lined up against Trump.
Well, this is the thing, Alex, you see. This is the extraordinary transformation of the left that's gone on. Because I was brought up in a left political household in Britain in the 1950s and 60s. And in those days, The reason I was attracted to it is the left were going on marches and protests demanding freedom of speech. They were challenging the power of what were then the millionaires and multimillionaires. And they were challenging power. They were challenging authority. That's why I was attracted to it. I've always challenged authority all my life and been very suspicious of it, with good reason, it turns out. But what's happened through the funding and the manipulation of these corporations, people like Soros and, of course, the Silicon Valley corporations and so many more, is that they've hijacked the left and they've reversed it. So now there's lots of people that are called the right in politics who are actually just the old genuine left. The woke mentality is being funded. It's been orchestrated by the same cult networks through the universities and through the schools, getting more extreme. And we now have a situation, bizarre to someone like me that grew up in the situation I've described, whereby the so-called left are in bed and in hock with the corporations. And you know, if they would just stop and say, hold on a minute, George Soros, for instance, is funding all these woke groups, your Black Lives Matter, which is just an organization created and massively funded by the cult to divide and rule America on the grounds of race. You have a George Soros who's doing all this, who actually said, I don't look at the social consequences of what I do. I'm just there to make money. Now, why would someone with that attitude be funding these so-called left groups? Because it's a scam, and they've hijacked the left, they've reversed it, and that's why you now have the corporations and the so-called liberal left, in cohorts with each other, pushing the same agenda. And so, because of this inversion, you now have anti-fascist groups like Antifa, who are fascistic. They're fascist. They are behaving like the fascist groups in Nazi Germany while calling themselves anti-fascist. It's like Joseph Goebbels is supposed to have said in Germany about one of the techniques of manipulation is accuse your enemies of what you're doing. And that's what you get from the...
But it also goes to the AI uncreative nature of the enemy that's so alien that it only can invert because it can't, doesn't know us. It can only flip what we're doing. It's mathematical. It perfectly flips every time.
Yeah, and so this woke mentality, which is incredibly naive, but also at its core deeply, deeply fascistic, will be unleashed with no limits if there is a Biden-Harris.
Let's talk about that unleashing with David Icke and talk about the second lockdown we know is coming here next. It's all a beta test, but they're under. We are in solidarity with the UK, with Germany, with Japan, with China, with Africa, with everyone. We are in total solidarity. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Future's uncertain, and the end is always near. David Icke of DavidIcke.com and Iconic.com. Iconic is our guest here for 30 minutes of the next hour. This is all part of our 24-hour-plus coverage. So, David, I want to get back into the election, back into COVID, back into the global takeover. And I mean, we're not bragging. I wish we were wrong. Our credibility, your credibility, mine, are just stratospheric. I mean, I'd go on Joe Rogan and be exhausted with a broken tooth, do a terrible job, and people like give it 99% stars and it's 12 million views on one platform and they think it's the best thing ever. Only because they hate the system so much that anyone opposing it, they support. I mean, I'm not puffing myself up here. I suck a lot of the time. You don't. You seem to always be hitting on all cylinders. But we're sitting here with them saying, we're going to say he wins tonight at 9, this, and 7 big tech companies and, you know, and 7 media companies are allowed to say who the winner is, but no one else is. We're going to silence Trump if he challenges it. And they go, if that doesn't work, we're going to hold it up forever to break the country up. And they've got groups publicly saying they're going to storm the White House. How do you respond to something like this? And what do you gut level? Because you're a guy that's tied into the zeitgeist. What do you think they're going to pull? Because I know they change it minute to minute. They've got different plans. You know, the spider is gauging what move it's going to make. It's kind of ready to pounce. But gut level, what do you think is about to unfold?
Well, I was saying a long time ago that the plan was to create civil war in America. I mean, whenever you're looking at a few controlling the many, what you're looking at is the absolute bottom line requirement to divide and rule the many. And, you know, we talked about the techniques of order out of chaos, and chaos is a massive currency of control, creating the chaos and then offering the order. You create enough chaos, you can start to justify putting troops on the streets, which is what's happening in Britain now because of this pandemic hoax. And so I feel that the way it's moving is that they plan either way, particularly if Trump wins, to create a challenge to the result, but also massive chaos, upheaval, and violence in response to it, because this is all part of the divide and rule America and the create civil war scenario. And if the woke left, and I call it the woke left because I call it the fake left, it's not the left at all, but if the woke left would actually wake rather than woke, they just see how they're being used in as a pawns in a game, which is supposed to set America at war with itself. Because while the population is fighting itself, then the cult and its agents that are holding strings of both sides can just go on transforming American society in the way that they want to without real challenge, because the population are fighting each other. This is what they this is one of their great techniques. So I do think that they are planning big upheavals in the wake of this election, especially if Trump wins.
I totally agree with you, David. What a historic moment. I'm worried about false flags, too. Not now, but once the contention starts, that's why they want to go into this. And they claim that the Proud Boys or some other group that's not offensively violent is going to stage something. I mean, I keep focusing and thinking, and I just go, false flag, false flag, false flag.
Well, I have been picking up in the American media, which I watch a lot of, the theme that white supremacists are going to, cause lots of trouble in the wake of the election.
Oh, I mean, we're up to our eyeballs. There's white supremacists everywhere, supposedly.
I know. But the funny thing is, as someone pointed out on an American show this morning I was watching, is that while they're putting up all the boards and the barriers on the windows of the shops anticipating this, what they're putting, many people are putting on the boards, are the owners of the businesses, is we support BLM. Now, if it was going to be white supremacists, they would put, we support white supremacists, or we support
exactly.
Trump.
They know who the terrorists are. They've got to bow to exactly.
Exactly who is planned to cause the trouble, and they are turkeys voting for Christmas and Thanksgiving because they are helping to create a society in which they'll be eventually the targets of it. I mean, every revolution swallows its own children in the end because it uses people, because it winds them up and gives them a reason.
It knows they're not going to deliver to them, so they've got to imprison or kill those that brought them to power, just like Hitler did to the SA, just like Lenin did. Exactly. They do it every time.
Yeah, and you know, they use these people as vehicles and pawns of the revolution, which is what Black Lives Matter and everything are being used for. And then once the power shift happens and they get control, well, the people that have helped them get to that point are no longer useful. In fact, they're an embarrassment to them, so we'll sort them out as well. This is what always happens in these situations, and they're planning to do the same. So the woke mentality will be unleashed, but a lot of the wokers will be they will be looking back and thinking, what were we doing, when they see the consequences for them eventually.
But they won't have the media support then. Suddenly, when they complain, there'll be no news article about them. They will have no voice.
Yeah, I mean, you've only got to look at this situation with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and China and Ukraine. to see now the extraordinary scale at which the mainstream media has become just a...
Oh, they just lockstep covered it up.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's like you know, I talked about before with you, Alex. This cult that I've been talking about all these years has entered the bloody room. It's entered the room.
Now, like you said, it came in and locked the door and said, oh, yeah, I'm real.
And so because the cult has come into the room where we can see it because of this pandemic hoax, all these different elements controlled by the cult have entered the room. And so now it's unless you're completely asleep and in a coma, it's surely not possible to deny that the mainstream media is just a vehicle for.
No, I totally agree. But you told us 25, 30 years ago it was going to happen. It all came through exactly as you said, literally. What's coming next, David Icke?
Well, you know, there was a whistleblower, or claimed to be a whistleblower in Canada just a few weeks ago. And whether he or she was, who can say for sure? What I can say for sure is what they said they'd uncovered, and they claimed to be a member of the Liberal Party.
It's going on.
Yeah. What they said was the plan in Canada, and it's the plan for the world, is spot on. And that is, you know, and in the books over the years, we all talked about the fact that the part of the plan is to take away all private property and all private ownership. And this whistleblower was saying, and I think he or she is spot on, that the plan is, he was talking about Canada, but this is global, to get people in such dire economic straits with debt that they simply cannot repay. And what happens is they come along and they say, what we're going to do is we're going to offer to forgive your debt and wipe it out. But in return, we want you to sign over all your property, all your basically major possessions.
And you will future follow us. Your identity is now us with the universal income. We control you. That's their goal. Davos admits that.
The idea is that people own nothing and just rent everything. And, of course, because the whole point of these lockdowns, the whole point of them is to destroy the independent livelihoods and employment of the population so that the whole population becomes dependent on the cult, what people call the 1%, because the only way you're going to create control by the few of the rest in almost in entirety through dependency is to destroy the independent livelihoods of the population.
I totally agree. Stay there. Let's talk about the way out of it and what's coming next with David Icke here today with us. And let's be clear, listeners. Love will say, I don't care if I'm a renter. I don't care if they surveil me other than hide. They're using the data against you. These are inhuman psychotics, whether it's aliens, the devil, whatever you want to, I don't know what it is. I just know that whatever the archetype is, it's happening. It's anti-human. It's anti-you. It wants you alone, sick, and dead. And the whole process is getting you debilitated and weak and tied up in the web so the spider can have its meal. That's why the allegory of the spider that David Icke has is so on target. DavidIcke.com. We're Alex Jones with InfoWars coverage. And we have the ongoing 24-hour analysis of the election that's live now. It is now November 3rd, 2020. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.